Prom night should have been magical, but for Wes Bennett, it was pure torture. Every glimpse of Liz Buxbaum in her stunning white dress, twirling under crystal chandeliers with Michael, felt like a physical blow. The pain cut deeper because just days earlier, Wes and Liz had shared an incredible kiss in the rain, spontaneous, passionate, filled with years of unspoken longing. Raindrops had mingled with their breath as time stood still. His feelings for Liz weren't typical teenage infatuation. He'd loved her forever, noticing how her nose crinkled when she laughed, how she helped others with math homework, how she hummed while reading. Unable to maintain his facade, Wes left prom early, driving home through a blur of streetlights and memories. Every shared laugh, every casual touch, every moment he should have spoken but didn't. But fate wasn't finished. When he arrived home, there was Liz waiting on his front porch, her white dress glowing in moonlight, having left prom herself. Her makeup slightly smudged, hair falling from its elaborate updo, she'd never looked more beautiful. In that moment, the significance of prom faded completely as his mind returned to their rain-soaked kiss, perhaps not just a memory, but a preview of what could still be. When Liz's father called her inside, Wes faced a crucial decision: let her walk away again or finally voice his true desires. In a moment of raw courage, he asked Liz on a proper date, a simple question representing years of unspoken feelings. The tension broke when Helena unexpectedly stepped in as an ally, granting permission for their date. This small intervention became a turning point that allowed their story to continue. Standing together in darkness, sharing both new and familiar laughter, Wes thought of Jerry Maguire's "You Complete Me." Looking at Liz, he realized this sentiment perfectly captured his feelings, not about dependency, but recognizing how some people reveal parts of ourselves we didn't know were missing. This moment shows how vulnerability often precedes breakthrough. By voicing his desire plainly instead of continuing their pattern of near misses, Wes created opportunity for something real. Their relationship deepened through late-night texts. When Wes suggested meeting for donuts at 8 a.m. before their evening date, he was prioritizing time with Liz, not scheduling her conveniently, but building his day around her. When she teased him about his eagerness, his response was revealing: "Buxbaum, I have been waiting my whole life for you." Using her last name created an intimacy both casual and deeply personal. Her surprise at his romantic side highlighted how we often fail to see people completely, boxing them into roles based on limited understanding. Wes had depths Liz was only beginning to discover. When she asked what they do between donuts and dinner, he answered with disarming sincerity, "Whatever you want, Buxbaum, as long as I'm with you, it'll be the perfect day." This clarity helped Liz recognize her feelings were genuine, not circumstantial. Their exchange shows how modern romance unfolds across multiple spaces, with screens sometimes enabling honesty that might be harder face-to-face. At the New Year's Eve party, Wes and Liz locked eyes across the room, her smile triggering memories of when she first professed her love. When Noah bet $20 they wouldn't kiss, Liz surprisingly accepted, signaling her openness to reconnect. Instead of embracing this moment, Wes coldly stated, "I'll have to pass," deliberately hurting her despite his internal desire to kiss her. This moment revealed how we sometimes intentionally wound those we care about most, believing it somehow justified. Wes walked away knowing he caused Liz pain, but convinced he was making the right choice. The scene concluded with Wes alone on the terrace at midnight while everyone celebrated inside, his physical isolation reflecting his emotional state. His certainty that he'd never forgive himself hinted at a deeper story, suggesting he believed this painful rejection was necessary despite hurting them both. The rejection's power lay in the stark contrast between Wes's cold exterior and his internal turmoil, indicating his actions stemmed from something more complex than indifference. 2 years after his painful rejection, Wes Bennett begins life as a UCLA freshman. At 20, he approaches college with the wisdom of someone who has experienced significant loss. The narrative hints he lost everything after that New Year's Eve party, creating intrigue about the intervening years. His college routine demonstrates determination, jogging at 6 a.m., excelling in baseball training, and engaging with engineering classes. These aren't merely habits of a dedicated student, but of someone who truly values this second chance. Though still arriving late to engineering lectures, his enthusiasm for learning reveals shifted priorities. A flashback to high school science camp shows his identity extends beyond baseball. When roommate AJ invites him to play basketball, Wes chooses rest instead, showing growth in balancing enthusiasm with self-care. The revelation of Wes's true mission at UCLA adds complexity. He's there to win back Liz Buxbaum, creating tension between moving forward and reclaiming his past. The revelation that Wes's true mission extends beyond academics and baseball to winning back Liz Buxbaum transforms our understanding of his fresh start. What appeared to be about moving forward is equally about returning to unfinished business. Winning back suggests Wes bears responsibility for their separation, implying his cold rejection at the New Year's Eve party was part of a pattern that ended their relationship. The two-year gap in their story hangs over the narrative. Wes's determination shows some connections resist severance, despite time or distance. Though building a new life at UCLA, he remains tethered to Liz, suggesting some bonds are too significant to relinquish. His mission demonstrates commitment to face past mistakes, though framing it as winning back Liz could disregard her agency. Success depends not just on determination, but on personal growth and seeing Liz as she is now. The unresolved nature of their relationship creates a compelling hook. Will Wes reconnect with Liz, and should he? Sometimes love isn't enough if the timing isn't right. Throughout their story, Wes and Liz experience heartbreaking misalignment, wanting the same thing at different times and recognizing feelings too late. Their prom night exemplifies this perfectly. Wes realizes his feelings after their rain-soaked kiss, but Liz is already committed to Michael. When she appears at his house after leaving prom early, her father interrupts. Even their potential UCLA reconnection comes after 2 years apart, raising questions about whether too much time has passed. What makes timing particularly poignant is that it often feels beyond our control. We can choose actions, but the convergence of circumstances creating right timing seems more like fate than intention. Yet Wes's determination suggests timing isn't something that simply happens to us, but something we can actively address. Perhaps genuine connection is worth fighting for, and the greatest love stories aren't about perfect timing, but about people who persist until timing aligns with what their hearts have known all along.